We're here at the we're here at the Democratic Convention with about 110 crazy film people. One of them is Sid Dobrik, who's shooting my picture right now, and I'm the other half of that craziness. There are a lot of yippies down here too, so we'll have some fun. And here's the sound, man.
Okay, this is direct.
Yeah.
And this is... Oh, I'm sorry, what am
this
I doing?
This is playback from the film.
Yes.
A, and
yeah,
B is direct.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is real playback when you know, when you want to go back through the camera.
Okay, I went to a party the other night with some yippies. And they were telling me about what their game plan was going to be for this convention. And they have two. A is a plan for the Democrats, and B is a plan for the Republicans. They feel that Nixon is putting a lot of pressure on the police officials here to get some kind of confrontation with them during the Democratic convention. Because obviously this would, as in 68, would put the Democrats on the line, would give the public the impression that they're a violent, untogether party, and would probably lose them the election. And, you know, the radical type of image of McGovern would just be ruined completely with a confrontation. But the Democrats realize this too, and they've gotten in together with Chuck Hall and Rocky Pomerantz and the police. In fact, the yippies feel that the police are really nice here, you know. They don't have any bad vibrations from the police. They figure a few kids will probably get busted for dope, but as far as political confrontation, they feel it's going to be cool for this convention. They also feel that Plan B, which will happen when Nixon comes to town, that's going to be violent. They figure that Nixon's going to have the town really tightened up, and that something's going to happen from it. Right now, the yippies are doing a thing with older folks, with senior citizens. They've had a lot of meetings with them. They've had picnics with them. Yesterday, they had a picnic where, what did they call it? Jewish soul food, where the old folks brought all their kind of food, and the hippies brought their kind of food. And they had a beautiful party, you know. And they say that they're really bridging a gap between young kids and old people. Because the older people have a... they can identify with a lot of the problems in this country. They've seen it, you know. They've been through a struggle in this country to survive. And, I mean, their struggle now is really incredible. Because they're living off peanuts and they have to survive, you know. And this town has been described as a waiting room for heaven, you know. Everybody's just sitting around and waiting. But the yips and the hips have been able to bring some life out of these people. And they really feel that the... they're really dynamic. Oh, I hope I've not been too loud. But I don't know if the level's good or not. I think it's okay.
What about our facilities?
Okay. ABC News has three main areas of operation. One is here at our lab, 837 Lincoln Road, We'll have 18 camera crews. We'll have couriers. We'll have drivers. We have two film processors which can run continuously. And we have the basic film operation coming out of here. Then over in next to the convention hall, we have trailer facilities for the ABC Evening News, facilities for any special, for the special events coverage of the convention itself. We have DEF facilities. And then in the convention hall itself, we have our TV studio and all the electronic gear, plus the assignment desk for all the stories that are happening on the beach. Is that level I had way off?
It's fine.
It's okay? I tried to keep it up here with the highs going into here, is that?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Right.
All in all, I understand there are about 110 people working just in film here. And let me tell you, it's so fucking hot out here. I'd rather be in San Francisco myself. That's where I'm from. Choking up a little bit and sitting on the beach. Or maybe Mount Tamalpais, looking down over the whole day with the fog coming in. Oh, that's beautiful. That's where I want to be.
About Carmel.
Okay. I'll take Carmel. They just don't know where to hold conventions anymore, you know? We got to get out of here. This is terrible. You spend some time out there in Carmel?
I lived in Los Angeles. That's quite a bit different than San Francisco.
A little bit more on me?
Yeah,
okay. I think L.A. is really beautiful at night, you know, when you fly in. And it looks like a printed circuitry, you know, the way everything
is. It's one of the sites that I always used to get my rocks off.
Oh, you know? That's so amazing.
When you've been away from the West Coast for a long time, then you come in on the plane. Or another thing is, after a long drive, coming over the mountains into Boulder Dam, and you've been driving for 8 hours, and all of a sudden there's that goddamn big dam with the lights on. And it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I love the West Coast, though.
The mayor of Miami Beach is an activist mayor. He drives to work in a Rolls Royce, one of two he owns. The mayor is rich and he likes beautiful things. His office is adorned with orchids, which he grows himself, and with expensive art, which he collects. The John Lennon sketch is a recent acquisition. This is a mayor with panache, but behind the style there is substance. He is tough when he faces a challenge. He worked tirelessly to bring the Democratic and Republican conventions to his city. Many citizens, fearing disturbances, didn't want them here. He has been just as tireless in trying to keep his city calm. The mayor himself called this meeting with Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman and other dissidents after the city council voted against giving them campsites. Quietly, the mayor has been working to reverse that ruling. The issue has aroused strong feelings in the community. The mayor thinks the city has to give a little to keep the peace. After his police chief Rocky Pomerantz issued a parade permit to the Yippies for the first street demonstration of the summer, the mayor turned out to lead the parade. The Yippies refer to his honor as Chuck Baby. They were ridiculing the establishment, of which the mayor is a solid member. He belongs to 146 civic organizations. But the mayor felt he should be on hand to guide them, and that is what he did. The Yippies wanted to march one way. Hall persuaded them to follow the designated route. They used a four-letter word to denounce the war. Hall got them to stop the profanity. They did for as long as he marched with them. All right, I got to do a close.
All right, now hold it. Read me this.
The Yippies refer to his honor as Chuck Baby. They were ridiculing the establishment, of which the mayor is a solid member. He belongs to 146 civic organizations. But the mayor felt he should be on hand to guide them. That is what he did. The Yippies wanted to march one way. Hall persuaded them to follow the designated route. They used a four-letter word to denounce the war. Hall got them to stop the profanity. They did for as long as he marched with them. Right, let me write a close.
Okay.
The mayor says he's only keeping lines of communication open, and so far he's got everyone listening. Charles Murphy, ABC News, Miami Beach. I click this pencil. Okay. Going two. Two, one. The mayor says he's only keeping lines of communication open, and so far he's got everyone listening. Charles Murphy, ABC News, Miami Beach.
I hear all that in here. Does that matter to you? The buildup of security forces has already started. Late last week and through the weekend, a small fleet of Army helicopters arrived at Opa-locka Airport, 25 miles from Miami Beach. This morning, none of the crew members would talk to newsmen, and MPs were at strategic points just to make sure civilians didn't get too nosy. Presumably... My fault or yours? The buildup of security forces has already started. Late last week and through the weekend, a small fleet of Army helicopters arrived at Opa-locka Airport, 25 miles from Miami Beach. This morning, none of the crew members would talk to newsmen, and MPs were at strategic points just to make sure civilians didn't get too nosy. Presumably, these choppers would ferry National Guard or federal troops into any trouble area if and when trouble came, and if and when local officials could no longer handle it. During the morning, some of these helicopters took off. Just where they went is not officially known. But at various times during the day, military choppers were seen flying low over the beach areas and over Convention Hall on what could probably be called practice runs. Lem Tucker, ABC News, Miami. What did it come out to?